sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Qala ta'ala fi Qur'anil Majid, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أطاني فقد دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my brothers in Islam and those listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy, simple deen to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the last ummah, having the last shariat, having the last kitab, and having the pleasure to be in the ummah of the last Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is complete, deen is easy, deen is simple. And from this platform we have been explaining that in order to substantiate anything, in order to prove anything, in order to deduce any law, then there are four sources: Quran, Sunnah, and Ijma, that is consensus of opinion of the scholars of Islam, and Qiyas, analogical reasoning. That's why we have been explaining about the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the antithesis of the Sunnah is obviously bidah, innovation. We have explained to some extent some principles of innovation. Today, continuing inshallah, we will explain further on about bidah, but giving examples so that you can understand what is bidah and you can identify it easily. In our age, it is very essential for us to identify innovation so that we can move forward in deen and practice upon sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, there is a thing, ahdas fit deen, ahdas lid deen. Innovation in Islam, in deen, and innovation lid deen, for deen. Inshallah, we'll also try to explain that. However, certain people, because they are bereft of Islamic knowledge, and when a person, he does not have good Islamic knowledge, and he does not have proper Islamic training, and when a person is groping in the dark, then he'll make some very silly statements. Sometimes what people say is that, yes, you ulama stress that we must adhere to the sunnah and stay away from innovation. And what about this? Why you utilize the car? Why you utilize the aeroplane? Why you utilize the printing press? Why you utilize the microwave? And why you utilize all this washing machine? Or are they not innovations? Are they not bidah? You should not utilize all these things. Respected elders, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person stupid, he makes him very stupid. Understand something, there is a difference between technological advancement and innovation in deen. Innovation in deen pertains when a person is doing an action, he fully believes in his heart and he flows in his blood and he acknowledges in his mind that the act that I am doing is bringing me reward, is bringing me sawab, and is bringing me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is giving me proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person, he utilizes the printing press, or he utilizes the microwave, and he utilizes the car, he does not say that this is getting him reward anyway. He's using it for convenience. He's using it so that he can make his life more easy, comfortable. And if we look, if we are a technical, in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever mode of transport was presented to him, he utilized it. That is why we can safely prove from the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that our blessed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he rode upon a horse, he rode upon a donkey, he rode upon a mule, he rode upon a camel, he rode upon the burak. When it was presented to him, he rode upon that. And there is no vehicle on the surface of the earth that can compete with the burak. So whatever was available, he utilized. So human beings, Muslims, whatever transport is available, we utilize, we use. Respected elders, to utilize anything which is of technological advancement is not an innovation indeed. And Islam encourages that we should be technologically advanced. And one of the downfalls of the Muslim Ummah is that as far as technology and science advancement is concerned, we have lagged far behind. Although we are the originators of the zero in algebra and mathematics. Respected elders, Imam Nafi Rahmatullahi narrates that a person once, he sneezed. Before I narrate the incident, that the statement was salatu was salam ala Rasulillah. Is it good or is it bad? Was salatu was salam ala Rasulillah. Salat and durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it good or is it bad? Every person says it's good, it's rewardable. So Imam Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, the person sneezed before Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the person said, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, that, see, listen here, that there are two statements here. One is Alhamdulillah, and the other is wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Second statement. He said both of them are valid, and both of them are correct, but one is correct in this place, is in order, the next one is not right. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sneezed, he should say Alhamdulillah. Second time he should sneeze, he should say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Third time when you sneeze, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Or Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Fourth time if a person sneezes, he need not say it. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, see how small this is. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar says, no, don't say this. Although the statement is correct, but where the statement was put is wrong. The statement is rewardable, but where it has been transposed, where it has been taken, is wrong. Now what do you say? People can say, MaazAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar did not like to say durood and salam upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot say that. He's sahabi, he understands it. He is disciple of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, special student of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba understood deen, practiced deen. Sahaba were the people who saw deen coming. Respected elders, what we learn from this? Actions should be placed where they are told to be placed in Sharia. You move it. Take Surah Fatiha and read it in At-Tahiyyat, wrong. Take At-Tahiyyat and read it in the position of Surah Fatiha, wrong. The time of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Performance of salat, is it good or bad? Everybody will say performance of salat is good, rewardable, laudable. It's something that is nice, it gains proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should do it. The more salat you read, the better. The more salat you do, alhamdulillah, you'll get nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed that people are making congregational charge salat. Congregational child salat. He came and told him, see, this is an innovation. This is bidah. Stop it. He's stopping them from performing salah. Can you tell him that he's anti-deen? or is anti sunnah, or is preventing people from making salah. No. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. Why must we do it? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not call for doing it, did not encourage to do it. Why must we do it? Similarly, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his Amir al-Mu'mineen, meaning that he is the Khalifa of the time, and he is now addressing the Eid congregation. In Majalis Abrar it is written that whilst he is addressing the congregation, a person stands up to perform two rak'ahs of Nafil Salah. Again, performance of Salah is good. This person stands up. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu says to him, stop, don't make the Salah. Can you say, or can you say, a person say, no, Hazrat Ali is stopping from Salah, what a person is? MashaAllah, how can you say that? Hazrat Ali says, stop. The person says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm making Salah. And Salah is good. That's what people say these days when you tell them that there's an innovation, don't do it. They said, what I'm doing? It's a good thing I'm doing. A good thing I'm doing, my forefathers did it, my father did it, my great grandfather did it. Well, and they regarded it as good. Why can't I do it? Another argument is, oh, why must I not do it? My Maulana told me to do it. My Mufti told me to do it. My Sheikh told me to do it. My Peer told me to do it. Sheikh or Peer or Maulana or Mufti is not a proof in Sharia. Proof in Sharia is what I'm explaining. Quran, Sunnah, Qiyas, Ijma. Ijma, Qiyas, respected elders. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala told him, see, I also know Salat is good. I also know Salat is good. I also know Salat is rewarding. But see what he tells you. See the criterion. Hear the criterion clearly. He says, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. When beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it, we don't do it. And then he goes on to say that I fear that your action, your action is futile and vain. And I fear, let alone you getting reward, you'll get punishment. Let alone you getting reward, you'll get punishment. Punishment for what? For reading Salat. Why? Because not Salat is not proven at the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. So action in Sharia. Deed is complete. Deed is easy. What do you think? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed the message. What do you think? Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who did not practice upon the message. What do you think? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sahaba did not show how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is laid down for us. It's for us to practice upon this deen. One Sahabi came in the masjid, he saw Marwan lifting up his hands in dua, and he was lifting up his hands high. Sahabi said, don't do that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never raised his head so high. Lower your hands. So action like this, raising the hands, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not raise his head so high, don't do it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, whatever Abdullah, whatever he desires for you, I also desire. Whatever he tells you to do, I also tell you do. And whatever he prevents you from, I also prevent you from. So what is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing? He's giving him a certificate. He's giving him authorization. He's giving him credentials. That whatever Abdullah bin Masud, whatever Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala who desires good for you, realizes good for you, recognizes good for you, we also recognize it. And whatever he prevents you from, whatever he stops you from, we also stop you from. During his time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the people were gathering before Fajr Salah. And they told him, he went to see. And he went to observe what they do. They were gathering and they made a circle in the masjid. And they had pebbles. And one person was calling out and saying, Subhanallah, everybody was saying. One person after the saying, Alhamdulillah, everybody saying. Allahu Akbar, everybody say. Durud Sharif, everybody say. to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Guru Sharif, all are good things. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala said, don't do this. Don't do this. This is an innovation. To recite it in this manner, it is an innovation. The Sharia of Islam is complete to the extent that it assured us how to do the ibadat, when to do the ibadat, and the methodology of the ibadat, and the mannerism of that ibadat, the ethics of that ibadat, everything is done for us. We should not err on this. He told them, see, the clothing of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still with us. It has not decayed. The utensils of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still with us. It has not broken. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala azhum ajma'in, they are still alive amongst us. They have not gone by. And you have started this evil practice, this innovation. And he ejected them out of the masjid. That is why our stand is very clear. Congregational loud zikr in the masjid is an innovation. Same Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was informed that Maghrib time they were doing this action in another masjid. He went there. According to some narrations, at that time he was blind. It was the latter ages he became blind. And then they were doing the similar action. He told them the same thing and told them, leave the masjid. Told them, go from this masjid. Don't do this. Dua is good. Recitation of Durood Sharif is good. But if you do it in congregation, it's not proven. To read Durood is excellent. To do it individually, you will get reward. We are saying read thousands of Durood individually, daily. Nightly, you will get reward. According to one hadith, the more durood you recite, easier your sustenance becomes. But to congregate and to do it, that is not proven. No one can say, oh, now they are against recitation of durood. We are saying you read thousands of durood a day. But do it how the Sharia has told you to do it. Don't err. For example, now when we eat, eating is good, rewardable. Dua is good, rewardable. After eating, you don't congregate and now make fatiha, read. Why? It's not proven. When it's not proven, you don't do it. Similarly, with the janazah salat, when the janazah salat is over, salat and janazah is dua for the mayyit. When that is over, there is no dua after that. Why? The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do it. Sahaba did not do it. But at the grave side, at the grave side, I also was under the impression that there is no dua there. But now I made some research, yes, there is some dua. And that dua is also congregational. You should try to face Qibla, and you can also raise your hands and make that dua. That which is proven, if someone can prove it to us, that this is it, we will accept it. But prove it. Don't say, my Maulana is saying it. Don't say, my Mufti is saying it. Don't say, my Hazrat is saying it. My Hazrat and your Hazrat are no proofs in Sharia. My Mufti and your Mufti are no proof in Sharia. My Maulana and your Maulana are no proof in Sharia. I've written on article C on the website, alislam.co.za, that the speech, action, and the inspiration of a pious personality is no proof in Sharia. Another thing that is creeping and now gaining momentum, and you should listen to it clearly. Reference Ahsanul Fatawa, Volume 1, page 37123. Mufti Abdul Rashid Ludhianvi Ramitulale. He was a big Mufti, like Mufti of Pakistan he was. Someone asked him a question. That to gather for etikaf and to call people for etikaf in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days, and to make night vigil, stay in the masjid in the nights of Shab-e Barat and Shab-e Qadr and these last 10 nights, how is it in Sharia? He replies that there are three possibilities. One is without advertisement, without calling, without encouragement, involuntarily, people just go into the masjid and sit and make some ibadat, and that ibadat is not congregational in nature, then that is permissible. And then he says that if there is any calling, meaning advertisement, if there is any invitation, if there is an organization, if there is some systematic calling to it, and if there is arrangement, prior arrangements made, that this is going to be the programming in the night, and this is going to happen there, and there is going to be feeding taking place, and there is going to be, for example, posters put up, and there will be leaflets distributed, pamphlets distributed, and there will be radio announcements made, then that is an innovation. That is an innovation. I'm not saying it, he's saying it. And then he brings his proofs in. And one of the proofs, simple one, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make your nafil salat at home. Sahaba Ikram made the nafil salat at home. And this is not proven in Sharia. And also we may add, people think, oh, that Shabbat Qadr, I must be in Haram of Medina. Shabbat Qadr, I must be in Haram in Makkah. Shabbat Barat, I must be in Makkah or Medina. What are you going to do there? Take that money that you're going to spend and help some poor lady, help some widow, help some orphan, and clothe some naked person, give it in the tsunami, you'll get more reward. Instead of going and doing this innovation. When you can't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in your local masjid, you have to go there and do it. Respected elders, understand clearly that these are innovations. Now when we tell the public that, why are you doing it? Say, no, Hazrat said must do it. Have you ever asked Hazrat where's the proof? They say, no, you know Hazrat, when you sit by him, you can't say anything. This is a very funny thing we are presenting ourselves. We sit like idols in front of the religious personalities. That is why our mind is not opening. That is why we are not expanding. Respected elders, Sahaba questioned Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who is more respectable than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is more knowledgeable than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And who has got more dignity, honor, and who is the best personality on the surface of the earth? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba should talk to him and ask him. Sahabas are Sahaba, that's why we got knowledge. Tabi'ins are Sahaba, that's why we got knowledge. The Sahaba even went to ask Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, when they did not know, that's why we got knowledge. So they said, no, we can't lift up our eyes before Hazrat. Who's going to talk to Hazrat? They said, respected elders, this deed is not my property, your property, not my father's property, not your father's property. This deed belongs to, explained by Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold fast to that. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to understand this deen, practice this deen, and do not be afraid of saying what is the correct thing in this age. Respected elders, take a firm stand that this is sunnah and this is innovation. And those who say that that is not an innovation, we are available. Talk to us. Bring your proof. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.